Hello everyone. I'm very happy to be with you today. I am Magdala Ramirez. And today we're going to be talking about sisterhood. It is in the air. And there is so much to do and understand about sisterhood. Do you know that brotherhood has been for a very, very long time? Men understand and did a brotherhood, but not the women, because it was prohibited by a patriarchal system. So women learn at very early age to not to understand that sisterhood, not to go there. There is a lot of competition, envy, jealousy, so many of those emotions that it has been ruling the women for many, many generations. What is it that the women didn't know and forgot, and now they are remembering, which is very powerful and beautiful? As you know, you have a divine seed. You have a divine aspect of yourself. There is the daughter of the Great Mother inside of you. And this brings very beautiful emotions like empathy, like compassion, like love in every part of your being, like healing, like thriving, like evolving. Everything, as you can see in the world, depends on the women. Really, when people talk about mama is not happy, nobody's happy, it is a very true situation. If the woman feels wounded, the children will be wounded too. If the woman feels abuse, the children learn about abuse at very early age. Everything in this world depends on the women. It has always been. What have changed? Well, what it have changed now is that in order to go into the new world, into the sixth sun that we are entering, very much depend on the women. Isn't that something? The women became the leaders. The women began to shift their perception of reality and begin to tap into these incredible divine forces within themselves and being able to go forward and lead the world into the new era. And this is very, very powerful. Yet there is no such a thing of the feminine ways without a sisterhood. So how do we do this? What is the thing that it needs to be overcome for the women to become that sisters, and why it is so important at this time? Because healed women, you're healing your generations. You're healing your descendants too. As you heal yourself, everything begins to shift. And women that are able to control their thoughts means no more psychic attacks to nobody, no more competition, no more comparison, no more envy. What is that part of the women that they did understood that? Well, as you know, you live in a world of oneness. In this beautiful world of oneness, everything, it is reflected into that one. Everything is contained unto you. What happened? And what is it? What it was this divide and conquer? Well, the patriarchal system didn't allow the women to understand that sisterhood because they will help remember one to another. And that remembrance, it has to do with freedom. If the women were very much considered lesser being, humanity was not able to understand their own freedom and their own spirit and how it works. You see, spirituality is not a religion. The whole creation, it has a spirit. And that's what we call the spirituality, the realm that you have within yourself, that it is able to understand that world of oneness, that understand that you are in a realm of love, experiencing love. And as you get pure in that love, your whole creation is changing. The whole community begins to change when somebody is willing to do this. I have been thinking about moon dance and how powerful that ceremony is and how the ancestors have this ceremony, my gosh, 500 years ago. And they do this ceremony every year. And there was in many places everywhere in the world where they have that moon dance. And that has to do with that place of the women, that they all come together, all ages comes together, and recognize that from them depends the whole community. And that healing is necessary and beautiful when they are able to see what happened to them and tell their stories, and being able to open their hearts so the Great Mother within themselves can heal them. We have many stories as Maya Mexica about this. You have the Cuautlicue and the Koyorshalski. That woman that got against the mother, and with that, it creates so much of that destruction in many ways, until she is able to go back to the Great Mother, and the Great Mother can heal them. We have that story in one of the radio talks. You can find it. But when you think about that, what happened to you, and what is that story? In that moon dance, the place where you are able to heal. And it is so powerful, those three songs. One is about tell me your story. Tell me what happened to you. Don't swallow it. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. It's okay to speak about it. And then the second song, it is that place within yourself that recognize, okay, I have decided to follow the ways of the mother. The mother is guiding me. And I am sacred because of the mother, because I am the daughter of the Great Mother. In this moment, that's when sisterhood is possible. That's the moment when you're not afraid of your own shadows and you're not judging yourself anymore. You're not against you. And the third song is the Ixpapalotli song, and that is about I'm praying for all the women everywhere. Mama, guide them home. Guide them home. Because when the women are happy and thriving, that's when the whole community is happy and thriving. It's a very powerful, very, very powerful situation. Women are very, very powerful. You see, the patriarchal system for many generations, they wanted to be sure that women didn't see themselves as powerful. For them, when we talk about it, they really think that the power is in the outside, in the validarization of the system of the men, in the money, in the status, but they don't recognize the incredible power that you have within your own self. So, yes, it's a time of healing. It's a time of seeing the women around you as your own sisters, as your own reflection. They are your other you. And they have a story. And their story is very similar than yours. Yet, everyone has their work to be able to overcome every thought of separation that it was implanted for them for many, many generations. It is different in every culture, and I do realize that. But it applies the same rules. What is it deep inside of you that you are able to tap into that divinity within your own self? Think about your thoughts. Every time that you have a dark thought, thinking bad about somebody else, or going into those pain and suffering, and look how much you entertain those thoughts instead of saying, I'm not going to go there. Let it flow without denying your emotions, but not becoming those emotions. That is how you change the perception of reality. So, how does this work within you? What is it when you feel so separated? You feel that you're not good enough. You feel that you have made so many mistakes. That, by the way, we all have been making so many mistakes. The good thing is that you can learn from them, and that's beautiful. So when you tap into these stories inside of you, can you stop entertaining those thoughts? Observe your sadness instead of becoming so sad. Observe when you feel envy and jealousy, and recognize that everyone has their path. Everyone is different. The destiny of one is not the destiny of the many. Everyone has their purpose in life. Don't compete. Every time that your mind is going to competition, stop. Think about everyone again has their uniqueness, and it is beautiful. So beautiful, because that's how we are able to help each other, isn't it? So controlling those thoughts and emotions, and I don't like the word controlling, it's just that I cannot find it in English how to explain this. Here is the thing. Let me put it this way. It's okay to feel what you feel and recognize when you're feeling it. Yet you have a choice in here. Do you keep on entertaining those thoughts that is gonna lower your vibration? Or you can observe it and recognize it without judgment. Without judgment to you. Without judgment to anybody else. That's when you bring the power back into you. That's when your mind, it is rewriting another story. You know exactly what is it and what is in the hidden. You know, the part of the feminine that it works in that way, very much is in the hidden. It's not in the outside world, because the outside world wouldn't allow it. Don't be afraid of your own shadow, but also recognize those parts within yourself that you do love so much. Recognize those parts in yourself that compassion is absolutely natural for the true human being. empathic. You can feel what the other person is feeling. And in that way, you evolve much more quicker. You understand, and being able to tap into everyone's stories and learn from it. So you don't need to experience, and yet you recognize that experience as yours. You learn from each other. You embrace each other in a good way. You are able to connect through that heart and be completely transparent, not being afraid of yourself and your situations in life. Don't be afraid to speak out whatever it is happening to you. You know, this place that it feels wounded is very much that victim. And the way that we overcome the victimhood, which, by the way, I understand that 100%, that has been for many, many generations. But at one point, we need to reclaim our own power as a woman. See where it is leaking your power. See where all the attention is going. Observe how you relate with power. And then, can you use it for the highest good of everyone? That is how the sisterhood is being created. We have the ability to change the way of living, which is the outside world, by shifting the perception of reality within the self. You know, I'm not denying the atrocities that has happened and keep on happening. But the situation is not going to change until women are able to reclaim their own power and recognize that there is another way. Nobody is your enemy but yourself. So what is it in these forces every time that you're attacking you? Stop. Stop. Bring that love into that place that it is so needed. Be compassionate to yourself. Stop judging you. Yet recognize those aspects of yourself that it feels so wounded. You know, eventually the sisterhood needs to be that strong, because wherever you are, I am there too. Wherever I am, you are here too. And when we are able to unite forces in a good way, peace is possible. Why? Because the true human being is peaceful by nature. And you do need to recognize that, I'm talking in general, men have no idea what's in the psychic of the women, because she has been hidden for a long, long time. Can we be ourselves as women with all our relations, with your children, with your husband, with your whole community? Can you be you? Because people is so beautiful and they deserve the best. And the best is you. Remember that the only one that you need to reach is you. And you're reaching yourself at every moment that you choose to do so. Remember how to change the perception of reality. Where are you going? What are you doing? You are here. You have a purpose, and you're remembering. And you're beautiful. think about beauty? Well, we do have a school online. We do have books. We have ceremonies coming, priestesses coming. We have so many things cooking at this moment. You can find information at magdalas.com. That is magdalas.com. You can find us in there and keep on sending us your emails and your stories. I love to hear from you. Thank you for your work. I am you. I am Magdalas.